White, Mabel. Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 24th, 1905.
My dear child, Mabel, I have spoken 7 times since coming here. Last Sabbath, the Lord gave me strength to speak to a congregation of over 1,000 in the large tent. All seemed astonished to see that my voice was strong enough to reach all in the large tent and even those standing on the outside. An excellent impression was made. Since coming here, I have written considerable that it seemed necessary I should write. My health has been quite good. I am glad that I came. All seem surprised that I can step round as spry as I do. I do not want to leave a painful impression on the minds of those who at this meeting may see me for the last time. Our party has 4 rooms in the west end of the boys' dormitory on the first floor. On one side of the hall I have 2 rooms, a small sitting room and a bedroom, with a bathroom between. Whenever I wish, I can take a hot or cold bath. This I enjoy very much. Your father and mother have the front room across the hall from my sitting room, and Maggie has the room opposite my bedroom. The dormitory is an excellent building. Everything about it is strong and firm. Thorough work has been done in its construction. Your mother is an excellent nurse, and I appreciate her very much. She neglects nothing that is necessary for my comfort. We go out riding nearly every day in a nice, easy carriage. Everything possible has been done to make me comfortable. We are having a profitable meeting. You will no doubt see the particulars in the Review and Herald. We have had beautiful singing at the meetings, and several different kinds of musical instruments have produced the sweetest sounds. Nothing has been gotten up for display, but all the arrangements are characterized by good taste and propriety. During the first part of the meeting, there was some rain, but for days the weather has been very fine, though not hot. I have had the privilege of meeting many old friends. They remembered me, but I could not remember all of them. I have been obliged to keep myself from visiting, for I had writing and public speaking to do, and I knew that I must save my strength for this. The people seem to listen to every word I say, and if they will work with an eye single to the glory of God, their lives will reflect the light of heaven. Mabel, remember that Jesus is your helper. He loves you and will be your sympathizing friend. Keep your heart in the love of God, and when you recover from the sickness, do not use your strength unadvisedly. You can keep a reserve fund of strength if you will avoid unnecessary taxation. I greatly desire you to have health of body and health of soul. Jesus will be everything to every one of us if we will look constantly to Him, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. If we think of His goodness and talk of His power, the result will be that we shall be changed into His image. His will and His way will become our will and our way. By beholding Him and choosing Him as our all and in all, we shall become assimilated to His image. Our restless efforts will be changed to an abiding peace. We commit the keeping of our souls to God as unto a faithful Creator. We try to do as Christ would do under similar circumstances, and as we follow His way, we become meek and lowly. I was sorry, my dear child, to learn that you had been sick. This causes me to grieve much over your case. But do not be discouraged. I pray that the blessing of the Lord may rest upon you, and that health may come to your body and to your soul, and that the transforming grace and power that Christ bestows may be given you. The image of the Savior is to be engraved upon the heart. His character is to be revealed in spirit and word and act, and His light is to be reflected in clear rays to all around. I love Jesus because He first loved me. When we contemplate Christ as our pattern, as well as our compassionate, loving Redeemer, we shall enjoy peace and joy in the Lord, in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. His light, His love, His work become to us most precious and satisfying. We all need to keep our eyes fixed on Christ and to follow in His footsteps, doing our best, and remembering that we are thus being prepared for the mansions that He has gone to prepare for those who love Him as their best friend and counselor. Oh, that we all realized that true happiness is found in taking Christ as our nearest and dearest friend. He has bought us with a price, and with such a price that He expects of us full service. Looking unto Jesus, becoming conformed to His image, we are made complete in Him who is the head of all principalities and powers. We have such a love for Christ that our happiness in Him is complete.
Shall we not strive to attain to the possibilities held out before us? In this work, there is no disappointment. Christ will be our helper, our assurance. Nothing can be added to the completeness that He gives. Therefore, I greatly desire all to be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Christ left the royal courts and came in this world that human beings might be made complete in Him. He has made provision that those who trust in Him, following His way and heeding His instruction, shall be conformed to His likeness. Those who do this will be filled with peace and contentment and joy and sacred love. Let us be determined to be a light to those around us, revealing Christ in character. At this time, when the close of the earth's history is so near, we should make most earnest efforts to become worthy of a place in the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for all who love Him and believe in Him. My dear child, have courage in the Lord. Pray and believe and trust in your Savior, and He will be your joy and crown of rejoicing.